North Posey football is 2-0, but they put their undefeated record on the line tonight against South Spencer. Hello and welcome. This is week 3 of the North Posey football show. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We will be joined today by the head coach, Waylon Schenck. He'll talk to us about the last game against Princeton, 48-7, a drubbing to go 2-0, but also rub the crystal ball and tell us what we should expect from South Spencer tonight. All that and more today on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. All thanks to our sponsors, O'Risky Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. All right, without further ado, we'll take a step aside, and head coach Waylon Schenck will talk to us about last week right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. And we're back on the North Posey Football Show with the head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Coach, really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
So 2-0, how does that feel?
Having a bunch of turnover on the roster and not playing our best football yet, 2-0 sounds pretty good.
Not bad. 48-7 is the score that you guys defeated Princeton by last Friday, and pretty impressive to say, hey, we're not playing our best football, and still you beat Princeton 48-7. How'd you do it?
We fixed some things in our run game, put a lot of focus, a lot of energy last week into practice, into just becoming more fine-tuned in the fundamentals. It worked well for us. We kept things pretty simple, put the ball in Jed Galvin's hands a lot, and he's one of the better players in Southern Indiana, and he makes us look pretty good. But, just try to clean some things up and learn from our mistakes from week one and just continue to try to get better each week.
Yeah, Jed Galvin certainly is one of the best players in the region. We're going to hear from him later on in this program. It is week 3 of the North Posey football show, getting ready for tomorrow's bout as they try to go 3-0, and South Spencer standing in their way. Waylon Schenck, the head coach of the Vikings here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. You know, Coach, talking about Jed Galvin and what he does on offense can't be overstated, but on defense, you guys limiting Princeton to just a touchdown. What was going right on that side of the ball?
Yeah, our defense played great. The touchdown that Princeton scored was actually a pick six off of a batted ball at the line of scrimmage. It just happened to find one of their guys going the other direction. So, technically, the defense pitched a shutout.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of things to clean up on that side of the football, but what we're overcoming in some schematic errors, we're overcoming that with just great effort. And that's the thing that we tell our kids, that you can control how hard you play, play with emotions, play fast, play hard. And, we're still learning the scheme. We're still fine-tuning some things. We've got a lot of room for growth. But when you're playing as hard as our kids play, we've been able to overcome some of those mistakes with just pure effort.
Well, that's the good news, right? The effort and the heart that your team has showed, it's not something that can necessarily be taught, certainly not taught easily. The scheme stuff, that'll come with time. But then again, Coach, you're talking about, the guys really haven't even really clicked yet in the scheme, and they're still pitching a shutout last week against Princeton. So my follow-up to that would be, what is the ceiling for this defense if they're still not where they need to be and yet still doing what they're doing right now?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing as a coach is, you said it best, I mean, you can't really, control effort. Those guys have to make a decision. Are we going to play hard? Are we going to give everything we got or not? The fundamentals you can control. The fundamentals you can teach, and the fundamentals you can find what you're just talking about. We're just the tip of the iceberg right now. We've got 6 new starters on that defensive side of the ball, and those guys are getting better and better each week and each day of practice. And as they progress, this defense, we know our schedule gets harder, really starting this week. And we need to make those jumps fast, but it's exciting to see the potential that this group has. We're eager to see as we go against more explosive offense how good we can be.
Again, we're here with the head coach, Waylon Shank, for North Posey, week three of the Viking football show here on WREF after a big win against Princeton 48-7. North Posey 2-0. They're trying to go 3-0 this weekend. Today against South Spencer, we get closer and closer to kickoff. But Jed Galvin coming off an unbelievable, historic performance in his own right. We're going to hear from him on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. And we're back on the North Posey Football Show with Jed Galvin. I'm Brad Glein. Happy to be with you. Hey, Jed, really appreciate the time.
How's it going?
All good, but then again, I'm not the guy who just broke yet another career record in North Posey football. So how does it feel to be now the total rushing touchdown record holder? You broke the career touchdown record earlier on in the season, but now the rushing title belongs to you.
Yeah, you know, it feels great. I obviously couldn't be here without my coaches and my O-line up front. And just always is it, so it feels great.
It all happens with a four-touchdown performance last Friday against Princeton, and only fitting, right, that you stack those touchdowns to get to that record. So a 48-7 win, of course, you were a big part of it, but show me or tell me what you saw on offense that got you into the end zone four times.
Yeah, you know, our guys up front really improved from the week before, just opening up those holes and then moving to the secondary to get the linebackers, and I think that was a big part of why I succeeded, and it kind of opened the field up and opened the holes up for me to run through. So,
Jed, for you, I'd imagine that this season is extra special. You being an upperclassman and a leader on this team and a senior, you're trying to go out strong, I'd imagine, and to go and start this season 2-0. Probably pretty special. How has this season been so far for you, just as far as the general enjoyment level and the ride?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's your senior year, so you really want to soak everything in. And you just want to kind of leave your mark at the school. And, I mean, I've been trying to do that the last 4 years. And this year I think that my goal is just be a role model and a leader to the younger class and kind of just leave my mark on them and teach them a few things that I've learned along the way.
Oh, so from Padawan to Jedi and from student to teacher. So what does that look like?
Yeah.
What has the wisdom been that you've been imparting on the younger guys primarily?
Yeah, I mean, a big thing that I've learned a lot from my freshman year is just taking care of your body. Honestly, just the weight room, it's been a big part of why I've been able to succeed and why we've made it to state and been so successful the last 2 years. So just nutrition and working out is a big part of it, and then staying on top of your grades and just being smart outside of school.
Again, Jed Galvin here on WREF. It is the North Posey Football Show getting ready for tonight's game against South Spencer. Now, Jed, the team's trying to go 3-0. That's not going to be easy because South Spencer in their home opener, they really want that chip on their shoulder to be off their shoulder. So what's it going to take against South Spencer tonight?
Yeah, they have a really talented quarterback and a very good offensive scheme. So we're going to have to contain their quarterback, but also – just be able to move the ball on offense and just keep doing what we did last week.
Jed Galvin here on WREF, the North Posey football star, and now the career rushing touchdown record holder in North Posey football history. Hey, Jed, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on yet another accolade. That mantelpiece getting a little crowded for you, so I guess try to make some room, dust it off, and do what you can, because I'd imagine that more accolades, more trophies and awards are coming down the pipe for you later on in the year.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. We take a step aside. Waylon Shank, the head coach, is back in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop on the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Shank. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. So North Posey is 2-0. That's the good news. The bad news is South Spencer wants to change that today as North Posey plays their first road game of the year. Coach, the element of going on the road, how is that being addressed for your group, and how does the team feel about it? Because that's an added challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be our first real road test. We went on the road for the scrimmage, and
kind of work through some different things that you got to deal with going on the road. But, you know, a true game and being at South Spencer's home opener, we know the challenge ahead of us is a tall task. And South Spencer's a much improved football team this year. They're an experienced football team this year. They're going to be geared up. And, our guys know when you're ranked what we're ranked and, you know, you're defending South semi-state champion, that people circle you on the schedule. And we know that for us, we got to show up to play because South Spencer is eager to get a big win for their program. And they've got the roster to do that.
Certainly would be a big win for their program. They're 1-1 going into this contest tonight. When you turned on the tape this week, what stuck out?
Ty Brown. Ty is a three-year starter for them and an unreal athlete who's all over the football field. He's a human highlight reel. He plays quarterback, but, he's their best runner. He's their leader on both offense and defense. He flies around the field on defense. He is a guy that has kept me up this week trying to figure out how we can slow him down. And if you haven't seen him play, it's worth watching his tape because the kid's really good.
Just out of curiosity, how often in today's game or really just nowadays in general do you have players on tape that keep you up at night?
You know, I don't sleep real good at all during the season because I worry about every little detail. He's the type of kid that even if you're in the right spot and even if you're playing sound fundamental defense, he's the type of kid that can make something out of nothing. And those are the guys that keep you up at night. Our guys can do everything right, and his athleticism can make you look like you're not where you're supposed to be. Or he's not just fast, but he's elusive. He's strong, breaks tackles. He's just a heady football player too, and has a lot of experience playing that position for those guys. And like I said, he's going to be a tough thing for us to contain tonight.
Head coach Waylon Shank here on WREF Week 3 of the North Posey Football Show as they ramp up for tonight's game against South Spencer. You know, Coach, going back to what you were saying earlier on in the program, you were talking about the defense, and certainly they played well, pitched a shutout against Princeton last week, but you're still saying that they still haven't necessarily clicked from a scheme standpoint. So what are you hoping the primary differences in that regard for the defense between Week 2 and Week 3 tonight?
One thing is just better angles, putting ourselves in a position to make things a little bit easier on us. And that's going to be really important tonight with the athletes that South Spencer's got running around. If we take poor angles, they're going to turn 5-yard gains into touchdowns. They're that explosive. That's just the things for us. It's just those little fine-tuned fundamentals, your footwork being right, your read steps being right, your pass drops being right. Sometimes we tend to rely too much on our athleticism. And when you're the better athletes on the field, that tends to work. But when you start going against guys like Ty Brown and, the twins up at Tell City who can match your athleticism, it comes down to who's going to be more fundamentally sound. And as we progress through our schedule, we're going to run into athletes that can match our athletes, and it's going to come down to, can we be disciplined? Can we put a big emphasis on the fundamentals? If we can do that, we'll have success. If we don't continue to progress on that side of things, these athletes that we're going to run into are going to make us look bad, and we're going to give up some points.
North Posey is 2-0. Head coach Waylon Shank telling us what we need to know about how the Vikings intend to go 3-0 tonight against South Spencer. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to the North Posey Football Show on WREF.